Good morning. It is Sunday, July 21st, 2013. This is Weekend Ozarks at Large. I'm Christina Thomas.
And I'm Kyle Kellums. The artists of Northwest Arkansas present their 19th annual regional art exhibition and reception on Saturday, August 10th from 1 until 3 at the Art Center of the Ozarks in Springdale. Over 70 works from a 10-state area will be on display from August 1st till the 30th. More information available at artistsnwarkansas.org.
Ahead on Weekend Ozarks, we learn more about 3.14, the number known as pi. We meet Penelope, the pet skunk. Plus, Becca Martin Brown tells us what's up and the Sunday morning montage.
But first, from support of a carbon tax for manufacturers to rabid mammals in the wilderness, Ozarks at Large's Timothy Dennis takes to the outdoors with a look back in the past week in stories regarding the environment in which we live.
One of the environmental stories from this week came from the Fayetteville City Council. While most of the items on the council's agenda were standard fare, the final item on the agenda spurred spirited debate. Alderwoman Sarah Marsh presented a resolution that states the city's support of a national revenue-neutral carbon tax, where manufacturers who use fossil fuels would be required to pay a carbon tax on their fuel usage. The resolution was written in such a way so as to encourage members of the U.S. Congress to implement such legislation, as well as other programs to help slow climate change. Alderwoman Marsh says that the resolution is a way of recognizing that Fayetteville does not exist in a bubble.
Our citizens are not immune from the projected increase in temperatures, extreme weather events, disruptions to agriculture or our food supply, or harmful health effects. And it's municipalities like the city of Fayetteville that are going to be on the front lines of combating the effects of global climate change. Let's take, for instance, the projected increase in severe weather events. When we have more ice storms like we did in 2009, who's going to clean up that mess? It's our city workers.
But not everyone on the council was as optimistic about the value of such a resolution. Alderman Justin Tennant said that he felt the resolution was a statement that the city shouldn't be making.
I believe a majority of my constituents do not want me to spend my time on this council having my own version of a congressional hearing. I don't think that this is a disrespectful thing to Alderwoman Marsh whatsoever, but to pull in the ice storm several years ago and blend it together with global climate change, while possibly might be a reason for the ice storm, I think it's a big stretch to justify that as a Fayetteville reason for us to make this sort of statement.
In the end, the council approved the resolution by a vote of 5-1, with Alderman Tennant abstaining and Alderman Martin Schottmeyer voting against the measure. New signs being placed around Beaver Lake are aimed at heightening residents' awareness of the environment and that the lake is the drinking water source for much of Northwest Arkansas. The signs are being put in place through a partnership between the Arkansas Game and Fish Commission, the Army Corps of Engineers, and the Beaver Watershed Alliance. John Pennington is the executive director of the alliance.
The recent survey that we conducted indicated that there's still 10 to 15% of the people out there that are not aware that Beaver Lake is their drinking water source. And anecdotal information through just tabling at outreach events indicates that many people do not know where the water that comes from their faucet actually comes from at the source, which is Beaver Lake.
Most of the signs are simple in nature, stressing that Beaver Lake is the drinking water source for Northwest Arkansas, featuring the logo of the Beaver Watershed Alliance, and asking lake users to help keep the lake clean. Pennington says that the water quality of Beaver Lake is good right now, but the signs and other awareness programs are aimed at concerns about water quality in the future.
Our area is expected to grow tremendously throughout the next half century and more. And that's where the greatest concern comes in, is that if we don't start working now to address some of the issues that are taking place, the cost of our water treatment will go up and the quality of life in our region could potentially go down, along with community economic growth and development. And in particular, the two pollutants of largest concern for the future are sediment and nutrients.
Pennington says that phosphorus contamination is the biggest nutrient concern for maintaining water quality in the future. As mentioned a few minutes ago, the Arkansas Game and Fish Commission was a partner on placing the water quality signs around Beaver Lake. Coincidentally, Governor Mike Beebe on Wednesday named a new appointee to the Game and Fish Commission. The panel oversees hunting and fishing regulations. Ken Reeves of Harrison replaces outgoing Commissioner Ronald Pierce, and Reeves says he is looking forward to serving the state.
It is an honor, but more importantly to me, it's an opportunity to do something I've wanted to do for a very long time, and that's to give something back for all the good times, good friends, and good memories that have come my way through my outdoor experiences in Arkansas.
In recent years, the Game and Fish Commission has been embroiled in several controversies and low employee morale. Reeves says that he will work to restore public trust and believes the best days of the commission are ahead. And if you're out enjoying the wilderness, you might want to watch out for aggressive mammals. The 100th case of rabies for 2013 was confirmed this week in Boone County by the Arkansas Department of Health. Ed Barham, who works in the department's Office of Health Communications, says that while infected cats, dogs, and bats have been found so far this year, skunks are the animal most commonly found to be infected in Arkansas.
They appear in the daytime, which is very unusual for a skunk, which is a nocturnal animal, and they look like they're drunk or something. They're weaving and wobbling and falling down. They're disoriented. They're usually very aggressive, and they'll chase after dogs or cars or anything else. They're behaving really unusually. When you see that kind of behavior, then you can suspect that what you've got is a rabid animal.
Barham says that if you suspect an animal is rabid, you should contact animal control or an environmental health officer so that the animal can be put down properly and the head sent to the public health lab in Little Rock to be tested for the rabies virus. In addition, Barham says that pet owners should make certain that their animals are up to date on the rabies vaccination.
The state law requires that you have dogs and cats vaccinated every 3 years by a licensed veterinarian. That's a change in the law. It's about 2 years old now, but it used to be that you could do it every year and that you didn't have to have a licensed vet to do it. But that's changed, and that is the law now. So people need to know how serious and dangerous rabies is.
Rabies is fatal if left untreated. Barham says that in the case of the rabid cat in Boone County, the pet didn't exhibit signs of infection until hours before it died, which is unusual as most animals tend to show aggressive behavior days before the virus runs its course. Barham also says that the most common way that rabies is transmitted to humans is through bites or scratches by bats. From the Harold and Blanche Calk News Studio, I'm Timothy Dennis, and this is Weekend Ozarks at Large.